Iranian Americans in California are certainly aware that there is more to the real America than the one portrayed by Hollywood, but the fact remains that Hollywood films do influence the way we're perceived around the globe. BBC arts correspondent Lawrence Pollard set out to find out how America's image is shaped by the movies. He asked several people for an opinion, from film critics to BBC listeners in various countries.
Life can be bright in America.
I shoot the bastard, that's my policy.
If you can fight in America.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve?
Life is all right in America. If you're all white in America.
The world visits America first at the movies. So which America do they see in Cairo, Delhi, Lagos?
They look nice, yes, the scenery is nice. Aside that, 90% of the films are all balanced.
From watching the American movies, I can see this strong, free America.
They have belief in themselves and they want to dominate the other part of the world.
One of the first great close-ups in American movie, and this goes back to the first decade of the last century, is someone shooting a gun at the camera.
David Thompson is British Californian. He's one of the world's most respected film historians. And he says the world has come to recognize action and violence as the basic American style for telling stories.
The sort of system of virtue that stands behind the action adventure film, good guy, bad guy, black hat, white hat. A great many people believe in it, and I think there is a definite energy in America to resist complication, to say things are simple.
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
You want to copy them. Honestly, I think that's one of the reasons why everybody wants to go to America, because you watch Americans in movies. You think that what is in the movies is what is happening there.
I know what I'm doing.
Hollywood has carried images of American action to the unlikeliest places. For example, North Korean leader Kim Jong-il is a huge film fan. Johannes Schonherr used to help supply the dear leader with Western movies, so he has reliable knowledge as to his tastes.
Of course, he doesn't travel much outside of North Korea, but he is just getting a worldview on by watching all these movies from all over the place. And he likes American movies, in all these kind of action movies. So in probably he thinks like are the Americans, they shoot each other all day long and have car chases every day.
No man, no law, no war can stop him.
During the Cold War, America was using writers, art and jazz as cultural diplomacy to fight communism. It's now far less active in this sphere, and Hollywood ends up filling the vacuum. This worries Americans of all political persuasions. Shortly before his recent death, the great film director Robert Altman told the BBC that some things are too important to be left to the laws of the market or the laws of unintended consequences.
I hold myself and the people who do what I do, I think we have to take responsibility for what we put out there. I don't think that we can just say, oh, those awful people, look what they did. I think we taught them how to do it.
What Altman was referring to was the attacks of September the 11th, 2001. What many in Hollywood saw was that the world can learn many things from the movies, not only how to dress or how to flirt, but darker things as well. David Thompson.
On 9/11, I turned the television on very quickly, and it happened that my five-year-old saw the second plane go into the building. And he said, gee, Dad, this is a funny time of day for them to be playing a movie. To him, it looked like an American action movie. And I have always thought that the people who designed that mission had some wicked, ironic sense of that. And it's a way in which the language and the situations of American adventure films have been turned back on America. And it's part of the great confusion we feel.
It's fair to say that Hollywood no longer has the old monopoly on the imagination of the world.
Non-Western countries are becoming much more articulate and able to communicate precisely as Hollywood had done before.
Dina Yordanova goes around the world studying the local film industries, which rival the American product.
Of course, American culture is present, but it is not as omnipresent as many people tend to believe. If you look at the global box office chart, you'll see that many films from Japan or from South Korea make similar amounts of money nowadays like Hollywood films.
And then there's the fact that Hollywood is no longer alone in portraying American culture around the world. American TV shows are perhaps an even greater influence on viewers worldwide. So no one told you that was gonna be this way. Whatever the case, the fact remains that it's through the big screen that for nearly a century, countless millions of us around the globe have fallen in love with Americans.
He's looking at you, kid.
Or at least with American stars. For the world, this is Lawrence Pollard.